5-3. Can you believe it comes down to a situation like that? Been talked about a lot. Would this be for the maybe the last playoff spot? But it kind of sounds like maybe you've heard different, some different. But win and you're in. You guys on your home field, as the winner of this game is going to be going to the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think we're in that situation where both teams are going to be highly motivated to try to, you know, make the playoffs here. And I think, you know, we're going to be, winners in. So I really do think that both teams are going to be motivated. It is nice that we get this game at home. I mean, the NSAA did us pretty dirty last year with away road games at Gothenburg, McCook, and Ogallala. So this year's been a little nicer on the travel.
Yeah, when that schedule flips once again from year to year, it seems like every other year there's some of those road games can be pretty tough, pretty long, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. But, they're not too bad. You get out of most of the day of school. You kind of travel down as a team. You do whatever it is. So I'm sure it's not going to be a tremendous advantage, disadvantage, but I am glad we're at home.
Coach, you had a battle with the Lions last week for a while. It took we're kind of following the scores, took to the second half to kind of pull away from the Bulldogs, didn't it?
Yeah, they can do some things. If they get the passing game going, they can kind of air it out a little bit. And we just struggled early on. I think they took a 14-0 lead and then a 20-7 lead. And slowly we kind of got the running game going and kind of kept them off the field, got a turnover or two, and I think that kind of made the difference in turning the score late in the game.
And even the week before that, the Ogallala game at home was, and we know what Ogallala is all about, that was a close one down the stretch, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. We had a real shot in that game. I mean, it was 14-14 at halftime. We took the ball down the field and we had a fumble on about the 1 or 2 yard line going in, and if we had punched that one in, then who knows what the score is or the situation. But they drove down the field 98 yards, scored. We failed on another 4th and 8, and then their kind of dominant run game kind of just wore out the clock, and so we only ended up with 2 possessions the whole second half, and it was just kind of a real battle in that way.
Talk about Quinn Bailey. That young man has had a heck of a year at running back for you, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. And no one's, there's very few kids like Quinn, as far as motivation, his work ethic in the weight room, how much effort he puts on the field. And so I've just really been proud of him. He was very fortunate. In this last game, he broke our school's single game rushing record, in addition to the single season rushing record, and then he's also the career rushing record holder now, and he had a tied for the longest run ever with 93 yards. So he's just doing a lot. He's a good player, but he works hard. He's a good leader, so he's really solid for us.
And you're not afraid of giving the ball carries 15, 20 times a game, are you?
Oh, probably more than that. I mean, it's sometimes... it was a low game last time. It was like 25. He does a lot of things for us. I mean, there's a lot of other kids that, help us out and do a lot of good things. But, getting Quinn the ball is an important aspect of what we do.
Senior Brockberry kind of runs the offense for you, doesn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's a great leader. He knows what needs to be done. He gets the signals, and he does all the things that we kind of need just to kind of make the operation work, I guess. And so he's an important aspect of that. And then, he usually steps up when we need him to make big throws and all that stuff. So we appreciate all the stuff he does.
Defensively, who's the leader of that defense for you, Coach?
Probably Gage Wild. Gage Wild or Quinn Bailey are probably the two. Caden Buskirk, basically our three linebackers. They are the definite kind of heart of the team. They get everyone organized. They kind of speak when, things are needed to be said. And so I would say those three were the three main guys for
us. Coach, you've had a chance to watch McCook on game film. What's going to be done to pick up a big win at your place on Friday?
Well, you know, it's the same thing all the time, but I think it's being able to stop the run. I think McCook's starting to kind of get their feet back under them. It seems like they had a rough couple of weeks there. But since the Alliance game and some of that, they've been really playing a lot better, running the ball well. Obviously against Adams Central, against a really good C1 team, they held them to a pretty low rushing number. And so being able to run the ball and being able to stop the ball against, or stop the run against a really good team, I think is going to be important.
And a team in McCook, obviously, you know, running the football. You see a lot of those teams, you know, on our schedule with different formations, stuff like that. You see it each and every week, and it's no different this week because you see different stuff from McCook that you don't see from any other team.
Well, it's kind of funny. This year we've played a really diverse set of run-heavy offenses. You know, Alliance was really one of the only differences, you know, where they were kind of a spread, aired out type team. But, you know, we play Mitchell, who runs kind of like a, you know, it's almost like a single wing, almost two quarterback, no quarterback thing that is all timing and precision and all this stuff. And then, you know, you got Ogallala runs that double wing right now. And then you had, you know, McCook with their under center kind of I formation, pro looks, all that. And then you have Gothenburg running kind of some double wing and some different run heavy formation. But yeah, it's kind of been interesting. It's like every week is almost, aside from Alliance, a bunch of run-heavy teams that just do it in a bunch of different ways. Sydney's another one where they run that kind of ace condensed look, which is really interesting. And so we see all these run-heavy offenses, but out of much different and diverse formations. So it's kind of interesting to see every week.
Finally, Coach, got to get a word. Morgan Favre is starting of the year for you. Once again, helping out in your coaching staff. We talked to Morgan a couple of weeks ago, and he's having a ball, and I'm sure you love to have him around, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Morgan's been fantastic. You know, he's a really solid kid, and he obviously knows a lot about football and different things and how stuff should be run. So we appreciate Morgan a lot, and we were just glad to get him for a second year. Because he wasn't sure if he was going to come back and run track or if he was going to kind of move on with his life. And so we're definitely glad that he stuck around and chose to help us out.